Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields.
Well, cash cattle trade remains undeveloped here today with limited bids seen for the most part this week. Now, the late week development of cash interest is not shocking or unusual, but the fact that overall interest has been so light this week is somewhat surprising. The trend over the past couple of months is that at least a portion of trade, especially here in our part of the country, trades earlier in the week. Not only has early trade not happened, but bids have been hard to find in some areas. Live cattle futures are expected to be mixed in a narrow range once again. The underlying support in the complex continues to focus on firm market levels through the end of the year, but any upward movement in the market is expected to be limited by narrow price shifts through the end of the week. Now, firm pressure is likely to redevelop this morning in the hogs. The break from sharp and steady gains over the last couple of weeks has allowed for active pressure in nearby contracts today, or at least yesterday. This is not seen as a shift in market direction or any new bearish market news sweeping through the complex, but is focused on the ability for traders to adjust positions following a generally unchecked market swing during the month of July. Now, wheat markets are mixed with lower winter wheat prices and slightly higher spring wheat prices. The WQC Tour ended their three-day trek across the Northern Plains. That was yesterday, posting a tour average spring wheat yield of 43.1 bushels per acre versus 41.1 bushels per acre last year. Corn prices are weaker, on pace for a third consecutive lower close as the December contract heads for the July lows. Weather forecasts turned more favorable as the week progressed, although there are still dry patches in Iowa and Illinois, becoming more pronounced by the day. Overall, temperatures are non-threatening and enough rain exists to view the next 15 days of weather as not bullish. Soybean prices are a bit higher, bouncing slightly inside of yesterday's reversal range, but in no hurry to go anywhere for the week. November soybeans are down 19 cents, and weekly charts are beginning to show a flagging action. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle down 25 cents, 108.65. October unchanged, 109.90. August feeder cattle down 2 cents, 142.80. And September was up 35 cents, 143.22. August hogs down 60 cents, 85.95. October down 2.20, 78.65. Kansas City wheat, September down 2 cents, 437.5. December down 3 quarters yesterday, 455. Chicago wheat, September up 1 and 3 quarters at 499.5. And December is up a half penny at 507. And a quarter. September corn down 5.5, 418.5. December was down 3.25, 427.5. August soybeans down 8.5, 882.5. And September was down 8.5 cents, 887.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.